know, when it comes to Bitcoin, there are like different ways how you can approach people. There are some who are like pushing everyone to Bitcoin. Hey Josh, you should go, man. Hey Bitcoin, you should go. It's the technology. Go up. You should invest. You should go. So this is the pushy part, and not all people react well to this. Then you have like the pool. I think Michael Saylor is an amazing pool strategist. He's explaining Bitcoin in such a, I would say, magnetizing way that people are kind of drawn. Oh man, this is interesting. I want to study about this. This sounds interesting. So I think this is like the pool principle. We're applying a third principle. We're just trying to meet people where they are. I don't know how many people you know that don't drink water, or that don't drink coffee, or that don't eat any kind of food.
Welcome to the Bitcoin Playbook, where we discuss proven strategies for using Bitcoin in your business. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Oliver Stamatoski, who is the co-founder and CEO of Beyond the Checkout. Beyond the Checkout has just launched, and they enable Bitcoin rewards for physical products. We're going to get to our interview with Oliver right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with a Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Oliver, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much for having me.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Ready.
Question number one is this: when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
So like the story goes like this. I have like, I heard about Bitcoin 2021, but I think I went down the rabbit hole because of something that happened 2008. And 2008, we had a big financial crisis. And there I was starting to work as an engineer at Continental, and I was going back and forth to work for an hour with 5 different trains and like a bus, and it took forever. And I gathered a couple of dollars together to buy myself either a bike so I can go commute to work much faster, or this was 2008 where the financial crisis crashed and went like brought the whole market down, and I could buy Continental stocks what I was working at. And I was like, I'm going to put the $3,000 in buying a scooter. And I thought it was a great idea. And after like the stock from Continental went like in a matter of, I think, 1.5 years from $10 to $200. So basically, wow, my scooter was worth $70,000, which was an incredible amount of money. And then when 2020 hit and 2021, we know what happened then. Again, all the markets went down. I started like investigating because I said, okay, I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends. Everything's going to go down, but eventually it's going to recover. And this is where I started like investigating and trying to understand the different financial assets that we have, like from stocks to black bonds to everything. And then somewhere along the way, I heard about like this stock, the Bitcoin stock. Oh, it goes up, you know, the number goes up. And this 2021, and I slowly started going into it. And of course, we have like the ups and downs. And then I think like the journey of every Bitcoiner is not only pleasure, but it's sure. you learn mostly when you like get hit in the face a little bit. And then if you stick afterwards, even when it goes down, and you really understand the underlying technology, how revolutionary it's going to be, not for the financial markets, and not only for your financial wealth and conservation, but in general, you're like, you're all in. So that's I heard it then, but now I'm, for the last 3 years, basically, I've been like all in with all of my energy and time and focus, all that's in Bitcoin and my wife. But okay, my wife and Bitcoin, but that's...
Keep your priorities straight. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So...
Question number two is this: what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
I think it's just one very simple one. You don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. It's like, and I think although like for most Bitcoin it's very trivial, and there's like, you know, it's set up in different sets, and it's I would wish that more people understand that Bitcoin is not like a stock, that you can buy only one stock. And the stock of Bitcoin is now at whatever, $90,000. No. Bitcoin is split into sats, which allows you to buy $5 of Bitcoin. Tip your toe. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like jump straight into the cold water or ride a roller coaster if you're not ready for it. But I think the amount of people, if more people would understand that you don't have to buy a full Bitcoin, I think more people would invest into it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, try to like dip their toes.
Yeah. So I was talking with someone last week, and when I told her how much a Bitcoin costs, she there's this kind of Bitcoin education pop-up we have in Jackson, Mississippi. We're calling the Bitcoin Hub. She came by to talk about Bitcoin, and when she found out that one Bitcoin was $84,000, she legitimately choked. She just couldn't believe it. But I had to quickly explain to her, and she said, like, you know, if I'm putting $5 a week, I'll never get to a full Bitcoin. And then I realized, like, I take it for granted, but not everyone knows that. So I got to explain to her that, you know, $5 every week really adds up over time. So all that to say, that's something that if you've been around Bitcoin long enough, you just take for granted. And that's a really good thing for people to remember as they're talking to people who are not yet Bitcoiners. Question number three, what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
So I think like... we need to differentiate the signal from the noise when it comes to like, where is the signal coming from? And we as Bitcoiners, you can like go to Twitter, you can go to different YouTubes, you can like listen to Michael Saylor, and all of you probably like get enough information. But for most people who are exposed for the first time, I think starting the journey with Bitcoin, it's probably not the right step. And I think the right step is to approach people where they are. So what I mean by this, you know, if you are not into Bitcoin and I start talking, man, you should buy it. This is great. Yeah, though, 84, don't worry about it. It's going to go to like 30 million. You should buy it. Like people are blown away. They don't understand. But what people do understand is gold. They've heard about a little bit of history. And they're you know, if you start with what they know already, and I think this is why the short answer is the Bitcoin Standard. It's a book that basically talks about something that people know. People have heard about the Roman Empire. They've heard about like, the different civilizations that went around the world, like that went up and collapsed over time. They know this. They've heard about it. And then if you approach them where they already know, and say, maybe like point out the reasons that are behind it, and then later on tie it to Bitcoin. Just as I think this is one of the genius portion why Saifedean basically made it, what made this book so successful is that he basically met people where they are. They've heard about the Roman Empire. They heard about the different civilizations that were there, and he basically explained through the relatively easy what's the problem with the money that we have today. And that's why long-winded answer, but I would probably recommend the Bitcoin Standard simply because it meets people where they are.
Mm. So beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work recently?
Okay. Hands down, AI. I think like Bitcoin is unstoppable. We will not. So, I mean, again, we have to do our work. We have to talk about, we have to help our friends get on board. But I really think it's pretty unstoppable. I would say the same for AI. Mm-hmm. It's going to penetrate all of the areas that we interact with. It's going to start digitally, but it's going to expand. You know, it's going to mm-hmm. start maybe like being creative, making, images. But I think it's extremely fast. It's extremely powerful and it's unstoppable. So this is something that helped us basically scale also our business, be faster in execution. And I think that's something that has been very valuable for our business so far to help us like build some portions of our business and just be, like an assistant in whatever area we need.
And how exactly are you accomplishing those results using AI?
So when it comes to our development, we have like, we basically have a software company. Our software company is bringing QR codes or Bitcoin rewards into physical products. And in order to achieve this, you need like software has like two, I'd say, you know, someone who's like totally software savvy is going to probably kill me. But for me, I see like two portions. There's like the front and the back end. That's it. So the front end is what like the customers see, and the back end is how everything is tied together. And especially when it comes to like iterating the front end, we've used AI to like do many iterations. Something that like would have otherwise taken months, it takes, you know, like weeks. Something that should take weeks takes now day or a few hours. And it simply accelerates the iteration loops, because now we can like come up with a, if it's like a feature, if it's only just like the layout of the page, or if it's something that we just want to draft and like show it to our friends or our sounding board and see, okay, guys, what do you think we should go A or B? And if you tried like drawing this on a PowerPoint or like drawing it on white paper or like on a wall, on the wall, it's difficult to grasp it. But if you're really able to prototype it with AI in a matter of hours and show it, then you're able to compare A to B, so many different ideas that kind of like allows you to figure out what's the signal. We had like really many different ideas where we wanted to go. We prototyped many of them and we figured out, okay, out of these like 15 ideas, 10 are kind of okay, 5 are better, and 3 are great. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to stick with the 3. Perfect. And we could do like this very, very rapidly. I would say exclusively because we have AI. I think if we would have like hundreds employees and we would have been like multi-billion-dollar company, I don't think we would have been able to thrive faster. Mm-hmm. And now it's understanding AI and utilizing those tools.
Yeah. Now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
I would say, why not? Just try it, man. Why shouldn't you? Because if you're looking for a why, if you're looking for any kind of issue that might come down the road, you will always find something that might go wrong and it's difficult that you should be like, oh, this is maybe not, you know, there's always something that is, and by the way, it's probably true for most businesses and most decisions that we do, there is always something that might be like actually scary if you look exactly. But on the other hand, I would say like, that's why I would not go in that direction. I would definitely go, why not? You know, if there is something that we want to do and we think it's a good idea, why shouldn't we do it? Why shouldn't we try it? And I think that's the approach with Beyond the Checkout, our company. I know people have been thinking about rewards for a long time. Everyone likes free stuff. So like, why shouldn't we bring rewards in Bitcoin, any kind of physical product or marketing collateral?
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. So Oliver, we're here today to talk about Beyond the Checkout. If you would give us a brief overview of the company. You've already briefly alluded to some of the things you guys do, but I think it'd be great just to hear about who you are and sort of how Beyond the Checkout came to be.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to go relatively fast on me. I'm born in Macedonia, spent the last like 20 years in Germany. In the automotive world, from a small engineer all the way to running multi-billion dollar businesses. And it was fun. But when I discovered Bitcoin, I realized that there is like a chance to change the world for the better with a technology that is unstoppable. And it's going to penetrate also most of the areas that we live in. And I wanted to dedicate all my time, life, and energy into trying to bring Bitcoin to the masses. And the question was, how do we do this? And I already alluded to it. I think, when it comes to Bitcoin, there are like different ways how you can approach people. There are some who are like pushing everyone to Bitcoin. Hey, Josh, you should go, man. Hey, Bitcoin, it's the technology. Go up. You should invest. You should go. So this is the pushy part. And not all people react well to this. Mm-hmm. Some do, some not. Then you have like the pool. I think Michael Saylor is an amazing pool strategist. He's explaining Bitcoin in such a, I would say, magnetizing way that people are kind of drawn. Oh, man, this is interesting. I want to study about this. This sounds interesting. So I think this is like the pool principle. Great. We're applying a third principle. We're just trying to meet people where they are. I don't know how many people you know that don't drink water or that don't drink coffee or that don't eat any kind of food. So let's approach them there. And this is what we kind of like try to, put a QR code, let's say, on a water that you're drinking. Or maybe you have like your favorite coffee brand and we like put a QR code on it and or a protein bar. With a QR code, with the idea of providing Bitcoin rewards with each scan, and along the process, we do following. We give you everyone. By the way, everyone wants something free, right? So we know that there is nothing like a free lunch, but everyone is hoping for it. Oh, I have a reward and it says I can get up to $100 in Bitcoin. Oh, that's great! I'm going to scan this. I'm going to try it out. In the process, you get educated about the product. Get to ask a survey and like maybe a question about the product, give feedback at the time of consumption. Do you like the coffee? Do you like the water? What should the business do? And in the process, you also get educated about Bitcoin and get onboarded onto the Bitcoin ecosystem, where you're on one hand, like you started from someone who was a no coiner who just was drinking coffee. And in a matter of, let's say, 1.5 minutes, now you are having Bitcoin that you're able to self-custody, and we walk you through the process how to self-custody Bitcoin. And then we did not approach you by telling you, okay, you should buy Bitcoin because it's great. We also did not like promote, oh, Bitcoin is amazing technology because it's going to keep your financial energy. We actually approach you where you already are. You were drinking coffee in the first place. That's basically our business model, trying to find companies who are trying to already working with some who have either a physical product that they want to like kind of supercharge with Bitcoin by adding what I call a digital layer. This water can be like either cold or warm, or the design can be different, but it's limited by its physical properties. By adding a QR code and Bitcoin on it, we had a totally different dimension. We had the dimension of digital dimension. And this is how we're trying to kind of promote Bitcoin and help out on one side, also make the products more fun and interactive and gamified for customers, And on the other hand, provide businesses with valuable information by scanning the QR code. Now we understand where the products are being consumed, at what time, what frequency. They get real-time feedback from their customers as they are consuming the water, not like 3 weeks after you bought the water, you consume, and you get an email like 2 weeks later, did you like if it's sparkly enough? You don't even remember. Now we have like real-time interaction.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm very excited. I think,
So I'm curious about the experience of the customer, because one thing I noticed about the items you've just showed is that it's on the front of the product. So let's just say someone's going through a grocery store or farmer's market, wherever else. I'm guessing anyone, regardless of whether or not they purchased the product, are able to scan it. Is there an issue there? And then second of all, what's the experience of the customer when they scan it? Do they get a beyond the checkout wallet, or are they sent to another wallet? What is that like?
Perfect. No, it's a great question. So me coming from the Balkans, you know, people there trying like to figure out the way to go, come to like free stuff and don't have to pay for it. So
sure. I think that's everywhere, by the way.
Yeah, I know. So this is just an example. We will most probably not put the QR code that is open on a bag. So there are different ways to integrate this. One option is you have a sticker that is like the coffee sticker that is inside. You pull out the sticker, mm-hmm. and on the back you have the QR code. So you basically have to buy the coffee, you have to open the bag. You have to buy it before you're able to claim the Bitcoin. The second portion is, which I have here actually, is that we have something like, I'll show you in a second. You basically, we cover the QR code with some kind of a scratch off so that you basically have to like scratch it off.
Yeah.
And only after you've scratched off you would be damaging someone's property or like the product if you're scratching it off before, you know, if you bought it. So that's why one option is like to integrate it inside of a product with a sticker. Another option is to integrate it on top, but then you cover it with some kind of a scratch off. A third option is, for example, this water bottle has this shrink sleeve. And most water bottles have the shrink sleeve. So if you put the QR code underneath the shrink sleeve and then you shrink it in the factory, basically you will have to, again, buy the product, rip off the shrink sleeve, and only then you come to the – only then you're able to really claim the Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't know if this is that possible. I don't know all of the manufacturing processes for creating bottles and things like that. But I remember as a kid, the bottle tops, you know, you'd open up a Coke or I forget what the best one was. I want to say it was like Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, maybe it's Pepsi, but you'd almost always get a free Pepsi, for instance, if you open up the bottle cap. And so I think something like that's a really cool idea, kind of bringing back some old school vibes. But either way, just having something like that, it adds a new element to the customer experience. Now, one other thing that I asked a moment ago was also about what happens whenever the customer scans a QR code. Are they prompted to download a wallet? This is assuming they, you know, don't have one yet. What is that like? So they can actually get their first sats, because that's sometimes one of the things that really holds people up as well.
Yeah, exactly. So there are like two reasons for what hold people back. One is understanding Bitcoin, like how does it work? And the second one is how do I take self-custody of it? So we try to simplify this. And I don't know if I'm able to share my screen. I'm going to walk through it very fast. We actually created a brief movie for this. Well, it's a video. Let's see. I'm going to just stop the music here. But basically, here I'm going through the process like of this, just the scanning it, right? So this is like this bag, you scan it. And the moment you scan the QR code, basically, and your name today is not Josh, but it's Joe regular, right? So you have no laser eyes. So you scan, you probably have a camera, you scan the QR code, and this is what happens. It says basically, okay, you received like 500 sats. We transfer this in how much dollars this is so that people understand what is the weight of these sats. and they just need to claim it. I'm already signed up. Otherwise, you will have like a opportunity to like either put in your email or verify yourself through like Google. In this very moment, we basically kind of like tie the Bitcoin to your email or whatever credentials you provided to us. So at this point, we're custodying this for you. And we walk you through the process. We tell you, okay, this is why this coffee is great, you know, because it's there are single source and it's, you know, it comes from South America. Then we ask you like a question. If you would you like us to provide some feedback? This is the process. Do you know, you get some money for the Bitcoin or like some value. Provide and you at the consumption time you provide some value, maybe like one question, two questions, and that's it. And then basically you already now are own the 500 sats, but we custody it for you. Right. So that's like we custody it for you for this very moment, for the first 1 minute of your ownership of Bitcoin. We custody it for you. But as we know, and this is like how you can like see it in our overview. But as we know, in Bitcoin, you don't trust anyone, you don't trust even me. So that's why we teach you how to withdraw this to your own custody. And this is, again, going through our app. It, like Joe Regular would just press withdraw. And then we'll like, if you have a Lightning wallet, then you just scan this QR code and claim it. Otherwise, you would press on support. We'll kind of like briefly teach you about what wallet you can use, what's the Lightning wallet. You download it from the app, sign up for the wallet. For example, I think I had in this example, Speed Wallet. You copy the QR code or scan it. And in a matter of like 30 seconds, you own the reward. You self-custody the reward. So that's the process. We kind of like try to make it simple. And, you know, starting from a camera, what everyone has, or an email, what also everyone has, walk them slowly through the process so that they self-custody it.
Perfect. That's super clean. I feel like that's really easy for people. Whenever they're ready, they can take that next step, but you take care of all the steps for them. For those who are not able to view this, you know, you can watch the video, but I feel like you did a really good job of verbally explaining as well. So what has been the experience so far of people who have given this a test drive in their businesses? What's some of that feedback been like? And also, how has it helped business owners who are looking to get additional information from the customers as well as increase customer loyalty?
Perfect. No, it's actually, we've gotten very positive feedback. We've gotten very positive feedback, especially when it comes to like, I would say marketing and promotion of their own brand. And if you have a physical product and you put a QR code with like Bitcoin rewards on it, people would prefer to buy, if you have like two same products, one is a good quality product and one is also good quality, but has something for free. And you know that every time you can win something and you can win up to hundreds of dollars in Bitcoin, people are always going to pick the one that is actually, you know, actually has something extra. So that's like when it comes to a physical product, but we have done actually marketing material, well, marketing collateral for customers, where a company, for example, Nihaoli, I don't know if you've heard, Nihaoli is a great Bitcoin-related company. They are actually providing subscriptions, Bitcoin on subscription drugs. So they don't have a physical product. Their product is basically the service. So we work for them to create these kind of like small chips. They look like poker chips. And on one side, you have like their nice logo. And if you flip the poker chip on the back, you have the same QR code that we would otherwise put on a product, on a physical product. And they would just go to, if it's a fair or it's some kind of event, and they would like just give this out to people. And as people were like, oh, what's Nihaoli? So they're like, oh, there's a nice cool hat and a Bitcoin on it. Oh, and there's like a QR code. Oh, guys, scan it. So people scan it. They go through the educational portion to get educated about what Bitcoin Nihaoli is, get the Bitcoin, and in return, Nihaoli has, you know, potential leads, new customers who are kind of like happy to interact with them because they already got some Bitcoin on them. They understand the business model, and you know, it kind of like generates more more traction for them, and it's more than the conventional, like by far more than the conventional turnover that you have if you just give out free stuff or try to like talk yourself to hundreds of customers.
For sure. So who is your ideal customer for this? Obviously, anyone who has a physical product, but I'm just thinking from your own standpoint, who are the people that are most valuable to help Beyond the Checkout grow?
So for us, we believe that like we could probably bring the most value to two types of businesses. The first type are single consumable products. So it means, like, for example, this water. You open it, you'll probably not drink it over 3 days or 3 weeks. You probably drink it right away. An energy bar. I don't know, maybe coffee, like even a coffee bag. You know, you probably scan it and then you right away interact. So we kind of like are able to interact with the end customer, get feedback at the time of consumption. So that's why any kind of physical product, if it's like drinks, protein bars, some kind of snacks, coffee, this kind of single up to multi-time consumables, we believe are very attractive, not mm-hmm. only for the end customer, but also for the businesses. Because as the customers are consuming the product, we're able to kind of like deduct the time of consumption, frequency, get feedback real time, you know, and this kind of stuff. So this is the one, I would say, pillar. Single to multi-consumables. The yeah. second pillar is, I would say, marketing collateral. So if you go, I know we have like Bitcoin conference is coming up, you know, Bitcoin 2025, it's around the corner. And we're going to try to figure something out with these kind of poker chips. You know, Bitcoin 2025 is taking place in Las Vegas. You know, and if you have some kind of marketing collateral that looks like a poker chip and it has Bitcoin inside, to promote your company, I think that is going to put like a, you know, it fits well with the theme of Bitcoin and like the city where it's taking place. Mm-hmm. So this kind of marketing collateral is something that we so far have seen like good traction.
I'm just thinking there's got to be some Bitcoiners at larger companies that would be interested in trying something like this out. I'm just thinking there's a company called Sweetwater out of Indiana. They sell all sorts of different musical gear, things like that. I don't know of any Bitcoiners there, but every time you purchase something from them, they'll send you obviously the package in the mail, but there's always some sort of small baggie of candy. It's just, you know, probably like 5 to 10 pieces. It's nothing, right? And it doesn't cost them hardly anything, but it is very endearing. It's weird. Like, I don't even eat the candy, but I like to see it. So something like that, you know, there's just got to be companies out there that have Bitcoiners in the business that would, you know, give something like this a try. It does. Maybe someone gets a piece of cardboard with a QR code that says you get some free Bitcoin. They don't scan it. Nothing's been lost, right?
Yes.
But it could also really help you to earn some customer loyalty and maybe even get some good social posts out of it. So there are people out there like that. I don't necessarily know who they are, but I hope that some people like that will hear this episode and reach out to you guys, because I think there's a lot of potential here.
Oh, thank you so much, Josh. Do you 100%. I really believe this is why we've been building basically our software app for the last 9 months. We just basically launched a few weeks ago, and we already have like first customers. But on the point of the candy, this is also something we're thinking about. I don't know if you can like see this. This is actually a chocolate. You know, so this is a chocolate, which is wrapped into like, I have like now Beyond the Checkout, this is the name of my company. And on the back, you have the QR code. So, and if you unwrap the chocolate, I don't know if you can like see it. It's a Bitcoin chocolate. So you open it. Okay, I don't know, you probably cannot see it, but basically it's like, it's even chocolate with Bitcoin on it. So this is something also that we're kind of trying to like start approaching companies where we can like make, you know, the QR codes on either on their product or like throw in a couple of these kind of Bitcoin items as chocolate into, you know, whatever bag you're selling. and just to get like some loyalty and interaction. Because people today, you know, where everyone is running around with their phone, right? So even if you have like a physical product, and if you're able to tie somehow the digital layer on top of it through Bitcoin, through our what we are providing, it adds a competitive advantage. So
for sure,
if there's anyone, just reach out, guys. We're beyond the checkout.
Perfect. Well, let's go ahead and finish up here. Do you have any final thoughts? I feel like that was a great summary of what you're looking for and a call to action. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with listeners, as well as where people can go if they do want to follow up with you?
Thank you so much. Well, I probably have like only 2 points. First of all, if you're not into Bitcoin, you get to like to dip your toes into it. It's the technology that's going to change the world for the better. And, you know, the more people get it and the more we spread it, I think it's going to help us all. When it comes to us, our company is called Beyond the Checkout. Our email, our webpage is basically checkout.tech. You can go there and like see, you can reach out through there. Or what we are doing, we're actually in the process of raising some capital. If you're as excited for our product and putting Bitcoin rewards into physical products, you're more than, we'll be more than happy to have you as part of our company. If you go to Timestamp, that's a, by the way, maybe just a short note on Timestamp. Timestamp is an amazing Bitcoin-only crowdfunding platform. We've talked to many different crowdfunding platforms. Timestamp has been extremely fast, full of information, full of support. The process to get onboarded was amazing. And we're also there. We're raising our first pre-seed round, and you maybe check it out there. And you can be basically start investing with $250. That's like the smallest tier, and just not only like look from the sidelines, but actually become part of our company.
Very cool.
So that will be on timestamp.com.
That sounds great, Oliver. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Josh. My pleasure, and hope to talk to you soon.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Oliver, you can find those links down in the show notes. And if you are selling a physical product and you like the idea of Bitcoin rewards, remember Beyond the Checkout. As always, keep building, keep growing. Until next time, keep living and leading well.